Nowadays, especially with secular culture, especially, it's, oh, you have to be 1,000% true to yourself and express everything and do all the things that you just feel and love. And that's where I think what got me started with this concept for this podcast for the both and is God is a God of justice and of mercy.
Right.
And if we kind of live too much in the mercy, 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 or the justice, 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 we do a disservice to both God and ourselves. Yeah.
Ave Maria Mutual Funds, seeking the moral high ground for 20 years. Pro-life, pro-family, and Catholic values have guided us to the top.
Are you looking for a comfortable brown scapular that won't break? Check out our sponsor, Scapulars.com. They use American-made paracord, so it's super strong. And they also use Australian merino wool, so it's super comfortable. It feels like you're getting a warm hug from your heavenly mother. Click on the link above or below in the description and get yourself the most durable, comfortable scapulars in the world.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to A Reason for Hope podcast. We're really excited today because we're doing something a little different. For starters, my name is Alanis. I'm a regular here in the A Reason for Hope podcast crew, but we're joined by a guest. It feels a little strange to call you a guest.
Yeah, I'm a guest adjacent.
Yeah.
Cameo appearance. I'm going to call recurring cameo.
You're like a temporary co-host, I would
temporary
say.
Co-host.
Temporary co-host.
Yeah, yeah. I pop in, pop out.
Yeah, I feel like that's a legit
title.
I think so.
I'm thinking like Seinfeld, Kramer just walks into, you know, the set and walks off.
I don't know.
I'm dating myself with the references here, but yeah.
I trust. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Matt is here with us. We're really excited for this episode. Matt, do you want to give us a little intro?
So I am a guest adjacent. I come here pretty often. I host Deep Cuts, shameless plug, Deep Cuts on Ray of Hope Network. And yeah, just really passionate about the Catholic Church. I'm a Catholic revert, musician, and just a content contributor for a lot of great Catholic and media organizations.
Sweet. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to have you. Yeah, we've been planning this sub-series of sorts for months. We've been prepping it for months.
It's been simmering.
It's finally happening. Mm-hmm. So glory to God.
Yeah.
And so the way this is going to look like, guys, we're going to film four different episodes, and we're diving into this topic of virtue being in the middle and really just cultivating good balance. We find this is something Matt and I both discuss, and I'm sure a lot of Catholics can agree that in the Catholic world, there is a lot of extremism.
Yeah, for sure.
I won't go as far as to say that everyone's an extremist, because that in and of itself is pointing to the problem. But I feel like a lot of people would say that. People would jump to that conclusion. And so our whole goal with this series is to kind of cultivate balance across the board within virtue. So virtue is in the middle. But this was ultimately your idea. I think you had the idea to have this topic.
I've always kind of been in the middle my entire life. And we mentioned this before the podcast, where I talked to my mom about filming and writing the scripts for all these and making this happen. And I'm a middle child. I'm the middle kid in my family. And my mom's like, this is the perfect show for you, because you're always like the peacekeeper. You're always the middle child. But in all seriousness, someone who kind of reverted to the faith about 5 or 6 years ago, just kind of diving straight in and noticing these kind of like extremes and these big camps that people find themselves in. It's a natural human thing to find yourself like, oh, I associate myself with this sector, that sector, this thing that resonates with me, so I'm going to stick to this. But the Catholic Church is a kingdom, not a camp, right? It's a diverse, beautiful kingdom where we could be able to see and recognize the goodness and expression in other, but still align ourselves with the church. And how do we do that? That's going to be a tall order, but we got that for the next four episodes. So I'm pretty stoked. Yeah.
I think it stems from a good and holy place. The fact
the
that we want to be gung-ho about something, because even in scripture, in Revelation, it says like, if you are not cold or hot, like if you're lukewarm, I will spit you out. So it's almost like we're trying to find a place to be instead of just being in the middle. And just as a preface and a disclaimer, what we're saying isn't that virtue is in the middle of a vice and a virtue. Like, it's not just like teetering between the two.
Let's clarify that.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like virtue is virtue. And so it's about how are we navigating that virtue and how are we finding balance in that place. And we can dive into that more in depth I have a few examples. I don't know if we want to jump straight into that.
We can jump straight away. Yeah. Well, I was going to start it off too, where it's, you're right, it's more than just the middle ground. That's one thing I wanted to like hammer home right at the very beginning, because we're not going to be like people pleasing different sides of the aisle and like, oh, cool, I'm just going to be neutral and moderate and not take a side. No, there is like a side. That's the side of Jesus Christ. And that's the side of God. Right.
Amen.
Side of our Savior. So I think going into, at least when I was diving more deeper into the concept of the both and, we think of philosophy first, right? And the golden mean from Aristotle, where it's like that desirable middle ground between these crazy extremes of like excess and deficiency. And like, where do we find the nice middle ground? But we don't want to also have the middle ground just be like, kind of like a Switzerland. We're not going to be neutral yet. There's certain things, especially in the Catholic Church, especially in the secular world today, that you do have to, you have to have some sort of real hard, firm stance on certain things, the important things, especially life, you know, all that good stuff. So it's not us kind of toting and kind of being wishy-washy, being people-pleasing on both sides of the aisle. It's being able to see the extremes, but also what is the Catholic, that third way. I think there was a great Catholic documentary about same-sex attraction. I think that Father Mike Schmitz was on, and the title was The Third Way. So it's not, you know, super left or super right. It is the third way, which is the real way, which is the way of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. That's so good. That's really beautiful. And I guess for starters, we can also like define what virtue is if people don't really know what that is. So virtue is as simple as just like building a habit towards a good, right? Yeah. It's like the firm and habitual disposition towards a good. And so whenever we are trying to build that habit and form it, like I said, I think people just want to nail it. And so they're like, I'm either going to go all in or I'm just going to utterly fail, so I'm not even going to try. So the example that I wanted to like point towards was even the virtue of patience. I don't think we talk about that virtue enough, but it's, I mean, I think
especially
secular,
in 2024.
Right. Yeah. And it's such a common phrase, like in the secular world, like patience is a virtue, but what does that mean? But even, so for me, I'll give a quick little example. I am someone who likes to be on time to things. That's just like a fun little thing that I have.
Fun. Very, it's very fun.
It's very unique in the Gen Z world,
I will say.
And so it's something I've had to really work on in terms of patience, because not everyone is that
for
way.
For the other.
Having grace for them, because I can easily fall into the trap of just like being fueled in anger when someone isn't meeting that expectation of being on time. And so if I wanted to grow in that virtue of patience, you would think that I would be like, okay, so that means that I have to suppress my anger or my frustration.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, yell at this person, so I'm just going to silence myself. And what ends up happening is it festers and you get angry and you will blow up eventually. And that's not virtuous, right? So that is like one direction of not cultivating balance, but like jumping, like the pendulum swings the opposite direction. Or I can say, like, I'm actually really upset that this person is late. And so I'm just going to immediately react and pour out my anger in this, in the moment. But does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Because I feel like you have to have temperance. That's a good thing. But at the same time, too, you want to be authentic to yourself. And I think nowadays, especially with secular culture, especially, it's, you have to be 1,000% true to yourself and express everything and do all the things that you just feel and love. And that's where I think what got me started with this concept for this podcast, for the both and, is God is a God of justice and of mercy.
Right.
And if we kind of live too much in the mercy, 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 or the justice, 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 we do a disservice to both God and ourselves. So in that case, perfect example too, if you feel upset, it's maybe you should be temperate and maybe say the other person is late because they had a bad day or an emergency happened. Then maybe I'll refrain. But maybe to some degree as an accountability to your, say it's a close friend of yours that you want to, you know, iron sharpens iron in Proverbs, you want to be able to sharpen themselves spiritually and mentally and as a human being, as a child of God. So maybe after a while, you may say, by the way, like being on time is very important to me. Maybe you could kind of teach me that, or maybe have a discussion on expectations. So I think that we need that balance of like, maybe I should be temperate or maybe I should be my authentic self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you hit it right on the head, because it's like the Lord wants us to feel, and he's not asking us to not feel what we're experiencing, but also he wants us to establish boundaries. So like with all of the different virtues, and I think you have a list of all of the virtues and vices,
maybe
we can even like really quickly skim through it. But in all of these areas, like the Lord isn't asking us to either not feel or feel super harshly, but he's asking us to surrender and like acknowledge like, hey, I like, Lord, I feel really angry right now and I'm going to give this to you. And I just ask that you would replace this feeling, this emotion, with the grace to understand this person's situation or to like soften my heart for them. So that's like where virtue truly elevates your sanctity and like helps you to grow in that area. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's funny because you mentioned just being able to figure out what is authentic, what is not authentic, right? And it's actually a really funny story. So I went to spiritual direction. I went on we talk about TOB all the time. I went to a great Christopher West course years ago, right after the pandemic, right after 2020. And I was in spiritual direction. And I had this, in my prayer life at the time, it was kind of a valley of my spiritual life at the time back in 2021. And I remember I would like do the Stations of the Cross and I would visit these shrines and I would feel so just like downtrodden and just so negative. And I remember here in Jersey, the St. Joseph Shrine in Long Hill, Sterling area, beautiful shrine, beautiful Catholic shrine. And I was doing the Stations of the Cross, like any good Catholic during Lent, just doing the Stations of the Cross. And then I'm kneeling at the crucifix at the time. It's super cold. It's like February, March, around that time, very cold winter. And I'm praying to God. And I feel or I hear a message saying like, Matt, it's not all about you. Just think about the big picture. It's not all about you. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So maybe it's about other people. Maybe God's trying to tell me something. So flash forward to the spiritual direction I'm experiencing at Christopher West's TOB thing about a couple months afterwards. And I'm speaking to the spiritual director, have a huge hour-long discussion. I'm just like bearing my soul to this person. And she asks me like, oh, when was the last time you heard God speak to you? And I'm like, well, you know, I was at this, you know, shrine and I felt Christ telling me it's not all about you, Matt. It's not all about you. And she goes, Matt, well, is that Christ talking or is that your negative self-talk talking? Because we obviously we talked about my anxieties and things I've been going through, my struggles. And she goes, Matt, like I could tell you're faithful Catholic and you love the church, but make sure when you're praying in your spiritual life, is it God's voice or is it your negative self-talk? And I'm like, oh, wow. So what is authentic? How do we find that? But I think the fruit of that was having a spiritual director that could actually call me out and guide me through that process. So we need, you know, justice and mercy. We need guidance and we need that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, right? So yes. How do we find that? We're dive into it today, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's important to know the voice of the Lord. And even Amen. Like in scripture, it says like the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and kindness. So like even in that discernment of like, is this the Lord's voice? Is it critical? Is it harsh? Is it going to like put you down? And if it's any of those things, then it's not the Lord.
Yeah, she was saying like, if it's having yourself repressing your feelings or repressing your spirit or repressing like just natural reactions to just human life.
Yeah.
That's most likely not the Lord speaking to you. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's, mm-hmm. it's yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. But we could dive to at least some of the more both and deep dive in terms of the faith here. So like, I would say off the bat, when you think of the both and, we think of the Catholic Church and this kind of recurring theme in like a lot of Catholic marketing and Catholic talks and Catholic books is the fullness of truth. And what is the fullness of truth? And one thing I loved about having my reversion a few years ago was John Paul II. He's my dude. He's great.
Love him.
And kind of just speaks to the both and the balance of faith and reason, fides et ratio, right? So faith and reason are like two wings on which the human spirit rises to the contemplation of truth. Makes me want to like run through a brick wall. It's very beautiful because you need both faith and reason to be able to elevate yourself up to the glory of God and to be holy. It's not just faith, let me believe in something. It's not like, oh, the scientific knowledge, let me fill my head with theology and books. No, it's both. You need both faith
both
and reason.
And
that both and is so important.
Yeah.
Ave Maria mutual funds are actively managed with contrarian thinking. Their independent research and analysis provide a deep understanding of our investments with the intent to avoid or minimize unpleasant surprises. This helps to ensure that their funds' investments match your moral beliefs. The advisor invests in securities only if they meet the fund's investment and religious requirements, and as such, the return may be lower or higher than if the advisor made decisions solely based on investment considerations. The fund's method of security selection may or may not be successful, and the fund may underperform or outperform the stock market as a whole. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. For a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, charges, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, call 1-866-AVE-MARIA. That's 1-866-283-6274. Or visit the link above or below in the description. The Brown Scapular is a special Catholic devotional. Invest in a scapula that is as strong as your devotion. At scapulars.com, they use super strong American-made paracord because your scapular should be as strong as your devotion. They also use the finest Australian merino wool that feels like a warm hug from your heavenly mother. You'll also find handmade rosaries with our distinctive deliverance cross, Italian-made saint medals, keychains, and jewelry. Visit the link above or below in the description to get yourself one of the most durable, comfortable scapulars in the world.
Yeah, it actually like points to the fact that the Lord he created us to be both spiritual and physical. Like we have a soul and we have a body. It's not either or, it's both and. Like our physical beings even resemble this like interior reality that we need balance. We need to understand that we're like a conglomerate of two things. And that's so precious. And it just like having an understanding of that helps us to like put into practice what that looks like in our prayer life, what that looks like in our relationships, what that looks like in these areas where we need to like work on our virtue and whatnot. But I don't know, even that quote, it reminds me a lot of like grace built on, what is it?
Grace built upon nature. I think it's Aquinas, I believe.
Grace built upon nature. Yes, yes. Like we obviously have been given gifts. It kind of even goes back to like the parable of the talents. Mm. I feel like we're jumping in a million directions.
That's fine.
Here.
Yeah.
But the parable of the talents is like the Lord gives us gifts. Like with his grace, he gives us gifts, but we have to like work and put those gifts into practice in order for it to bear fruit. And so even with the quote that you just shared, I think that kind of like points to the reality that we need to like cooperate and partner in this with the Lord. Like
it's relationship, but it's also like, how do we work with it as opposed to like, hey, Lord, give me all the things.
Yes.
Here I am. But there is a receiving. Yeah. And you have to receive. You mentioned surrender, which is very important.
Right.
Sometimes we need to surrender. And I'm the kind of person, I'm a very type A person. So like if I need to pray, I have my prayers set. I know when I'm going to adoration. And you could have that, you know, in your spiritual life, some organization. But oftentimes, and I've learned this too in my spiritual life, where like if I can't make it to daily mass because of, I don't know, maybe traffic or a rainstorm or whatever, trains are delayed. If I can't make it to adoration because X, Y, Z. Maybe I should surrender that. Maybe it's a lesson in patience. And that's what I've kind of adopted in more of my like everyday life. If I'm like stuck in line at like a convenience store, if I'm kind of waiting on the next, you know, my Amazon delivery, I'm kind of spitballing things here. I try to see things as lessons in patience. And you mentioned patience is something that's very important to you, is like pivoting that, you know, instead of having to see these things as, maybe I'm missing out on something, FOMO, you know, it's a big thing for us. Seeing things through the lens of God is very important.
Yes.
And that's really the both and is seeing the world through his lens, through the lens
that's
of God.
So good. There's actually on the way to work, there's this train I pass by and it just so happens like very often whenever I'm getting to work, it passes and I have to stop. And there was a moment in time when I was like, ooh, so annoyed. I'm like, come on, Lord. Like, I just want to get to the next thing. But viewing it through the lens of God, it's like he's actually inviting me to just like sit and be patient. Like if you just switch your perspective and recognize like maybe this is an invitation to rest and to just like reflect on whatever the Lord is placing on your heart and just allow yourself to understand your emotions instead of just rushing to the next thing.
And the whole world is a rush at this point. When we think of social media, we think of like, as someone too, who does a lot of content and media, is probably you're aware of as well, when you're doing events and you're interviewing somebody, it's always boom, 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 boom. And when you have that invitation to rest, it's not really common.
Right.
And I think of Mary and Martha in scripture. And sometimes you have to be attentive to, because I think sometimes people tend to focus on the Mary and Martha of it all. But oftentimes maybe you may feel called to work and clean and do these things, but sometimes you just need a rest. And where is that? Where do you find yourself in these seasons of your life? And they're seasonal. I think we're not going to always be in this place of high anxiety, or we're not going to be in a place of just like perpetual rest. God calls us to be in both as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
Both and.
It's going to be a recurring thing on this podcast. I think so. Yeah.
I suspect that.
Yeah. So to clarify for everybody, right? So the reason why I kind of thought about this, obviously being the middle ground is so important, kind of seeing things both ways, but we have to clarify that the both and isn't what it's not first, right? So it's not just kind of towing the middle ground in the sense of like, okay, let's see both sides and not take a side. I mentioned earlier Switzerland. We're not being completely neutral here. The church has a position on everything, right? And we have to be mindful of that. I think you mentioned patience as well. And the both and kind of does require patience, because we need to be patient with maybe things we may disagree with, or maybe people's different perspectives or expressions, right? So a couple things here as we kind of dive into what the both and is, and now what is not too. So the Catholic both and, it's not a mixture of this and that. It's not a mixture of this and that. It's an amalgamation, right? Mm-hmm. For example, so God is fully human and divine. He's not just human. He's not just divine. Both sides don't mute the other. He's fully human and divine. So that's what the both and actually is. It's being able to hold both spaces and see both things and live in those and be authentically in those both spaces. So I would say, to clarify for everybody here as we kind of dive deeper into this and go through these episodes, the both and is not just a mixture, but an amalgamation, both fully in one camp, or both fully in these two perspectives, essentially. So, okay. Yeah.
Do you think there's an area where, I mean, I think it's safe to say there are definitely examples of things that aren't both and, right?
I see.
So, like, just to be very clear, we're not saying, like, yeah, everything in the spiritual life is a both and. This, yeah. I don't really have, like, per se, like, any examples off the top of my head, but I'm sure, like, when it comes to evil, that is just firm truth.
There is a
that
firm
is
stance.
Evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's kind of what you were pointing at. That's what you were getting at. So what exactly is it that we're referring to with the both and? Like,
I love how you mentioned that. Yeah. So for disclosure as well, now that we're doing this and introducing this whole concept of the both and, right? Full disclosure, early on, we don't want to get super political here with the podcast. I know a lot of people tend to. I know that as someone who works in media, I know political commentaries and extreme views on things, mm-hmm, divisive things really do track. And I'm a big believer personally that divisiveness is of the devil. Mm. Any kind of division in any sense, you know, spiritual, secular, anything media-wise, narrative-wise, you name it, any sense of divisiveness is rooted in the devil, right? Because the devil wants to divide. But the beauty of Jesus Christ, the beauty of the Catholic Church, the beauty of the church he gave us on earth is that it's unitive, right? It brings people together of different expressions and everything like that, different cultures. We're all united in Christ. We're all united as Catholics, right? So we do want to have a disclosure where we don't want to get super political, and we want to be able to do justice and not build caricatures or stereotypes of these sides. We will comment on these sides, but we don't want to build unfair expectations on both sides of the aisle, basically.
Yeah, no, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, mm-hmm, and it's very clear whenever he's operating, because there's division in place.
Yeah.
But the Lord came so that we could be united as one. And we'll talk more about that. But in regards to both and, like, some of the topics that we're going to be diving into.
Yes.
For the next episodes, we're going to get into dating, mm-hmm, right? And
that's a good one.
I'm excited about that
one. A lot of meat on those bones, yeah, for sure.
The idea that first dates, are they like super, I mean, I feel like we tend to do this in the Catholic world. We, mm-hmm, either believe that it is the most important thing and it's a marriage proposal, or it's not significant at all. So we're going to try to find balance there.
Yes.
And as far as other topics go, do you?
Yeah, sure. So I would say one that really spoke to my heart is self-deprecation versus pride.
Yeah.
And what is humility in the Catholic sense and the authentic sense? Is it suppressing, like you mentioned earlier, suppressing my needs and wants, or, mm-hmm, is it shouting everything I need off on the rooftop or whatever on a billboard, right? So that's really great. And then one thing that really speaks, as someone who's experienced this personally in the faith, is, and like I said, these aren't character, I don't want this to be a caricature or stereotype, but we're using this language to really help define the conversation here, mm-hmm, is, I would say, you know, traditional quote unquote, mm-hmm, here, right? Quote unquote on the camera, quotes, air quotes, or so it's traditional or charismatic.
Yes.
Because you find a lot of divisiveness. And I think we mentioned this while we were talking about this topic, where I feel like a lot of these divisions of whether they be religious, political, or otherwise, we all want the same thing, right? Normally speaking, the expectations are the dignity of the person and kindness and gentleness and fairness. You know, these are things that everyone craves. And I think with the traditional and the charismatic, they are very pro-family and pro-God and, you know, pro all these things, right? Mm-hmm. So, but where are the differences lie? How do we comment on? And the very authentic and real and genuine way.
Yeah.
So I think one thing that I mentioned earlier is disclosing. We don't want to get super political, but we do want to do justice in expressing where these divisions are and how we could bridge the gap.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's our whole posture throughout the series. We really
posture.
Just want to just like dive into these topics that a lot of people have really strong opinions on, but we just want to find the middle, not the middle ground, but the Lord is very leveled and he's very sound minded. And so we just want to approach all of these with that in mind. So if that is something that interests you guys, we're really excited to film these next three episodes and just dive deeper into all of these topics. But so super exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm
and
stoked.
We'll see you guys then.
Cheers.
Once again, thanks for joining us for this episode of A Reason for Hope podcast. Your support helps us carry on the mission of evangelizing to the culture through high-quality media and events. If you've been enjoying our content, we ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with us in this mission. You can do that by clicking the link above or below in the description, which will take you right to our donation page. There, you can choose to make a one-time or a monthly donation. By selecting podcasts in your Apply Your Donation Towards drop-down menu, you can be assured that this gift will go directly to the production of this podcast. Once again, thank you for joining us, and we thank you in advance for your generosity. Until next time, peace.